Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
Let's get things started with a musical flourish, Juliet's Waltz from the opera Romeo and Juliet by Gounod. Well, it's a showstopper, however or wherever you get to hear it. And I'm delighted to say that soprano Claudia Boyle and pianist Vincent Lynch are on standby in our music studio at the Radio Centre, ready to unleash 4 minutes of beauty for us. Here they are with Je veux vivre, I want to live. Claudia Boyle singing there, Je veux vivre, accompanied by Vincent Lynch on piano, and she's with me now. Claudia, good morning. How do you get your voice in shape to perform an aria like that, those top notes, mid-morning?
Miriam, it's tough to sing that in the morning, but it's a great vocal warm-up all the same. And, you know, the love of the song and the effervescence which she sings really just gets you into it. So, but you certainly have to get up a little bit earlier than you normally would and drink a lot of water and get a good breakfast into you. So, yeah.
And am I right, Claudia, in saying that despite possessing this incredible voice, you started out with the cello?
I did, yeah. I actually studied the cello in the Royal Irish Academy of Music, and I did my degree on the cello, and I was all set for a career in cello and orchestra. And it was halfway through my college life that I said, no, I want to be, my kind of inner monster Miriam said, no, I want to be up on the stage. I want the spotlight. And then I had a really good teacher who I was studying part-time with, and I just went to her and said, listen, I really want to sing. And, you know, I loved the cello. It's an amazing instrument, but it just wasn't enough for me personally, and I wanted to have more of myself in what I do. So with voice, you're your own instrument, so you know it's a fantastic way to express yourself. Yeah,
you've an amazing voice. Do you have a dream of a particular role that you'd love to perform, and where would you love to perform it?
Oh God, there's so many. I mean, like, actually one of my dreams that did come true was the role of Gilda and from Verdi's Rigoletto. And it's funny, I always just wanted to perform it in Italy, and I was offered that role in the Rome Opera House. And there's nothing like singing Italian music in Italian for the Italians, you know. Now, it was a daunting task, but I enjoyed it so much, and they did ask me back, thankfully. So but the Italians are harsh critics, you know. They know what they like, and they know their opera, and they certainly know what they don't like. So, you know, I think it's a good way to it's a baptism by fire to sing Italian music for Italian people. Yeah.
And when you look back, Claudia, I mean, do you have your own favorite concert moments, like in person or even via stream, as is the way these days? It doesn't have to be opera even.
No, it doesn't at all. And actually, that's why, you know, I'm here. Obviously, we're talking about this new venture, concertgate.com. And, you know, with COVID, musicians have certainly have to have been creative, bringing new ways of getting music to an audience. And you know, having a personal concert is a wonderful thing as well, because it's a completely different experience. So, you know, you're not in a grand opera house and just singing to, you know, the public. You're singing for a specific person. So it does make it, yeah, it makes it really special and personalised. And I love that, I have to say, yeah.
Now, you surprised your husband as well with Springsteen, didn't you?
My friend
Dave McCullough loves Springsteen. Tell me about that.
Oh God, yeah, it was for his 40th actually, and we had just been married in June, so you know it was my first year of being a wife, Miriam. So I made it my ambition to be the best wife I possibly could, and yeah, I took him off to Bruce Springsteen on Broadway, and he knew nothing about it. I drove him to the airport, and I had left little warning signals on my laptop about, you know, hotels in Kerry, and he really thought he was going down to a hotel in Kerry, and I whisked him off to New York. And you know what, I have to say, it was incredible. Like, I mean, you really see why he is the boss. He was just pitch perfect. It was like listening to a CD but live, and he really deserves all of the accolades and the fame, because he's the real deal.
And his voice, you know, God, he's decades older than you, it's still great.
It's unbelievable, and I think that's the true sign of a fantastic artist. It's endurance as well, because you know he just, obviously he's singing in a healthy way, because his voice is still in fantastic nick, but he's just a great artist that really speaks to people, and I think, you know, that just speaks for itself. It's the body of work and the years he's been doing it. And I have to say, I did shed a tear. I found it really emotional. It was a smaller venue as well. We had never seen Bruce in such a small venue, just a little theatre on Broadway. We were used to kind of stadiums and that kind of thing. But it was an incredible experience. And you know what, actually, Miriam, John Travolta was sitting right behind us, so that's a little thing I always say to Dave now: we got better tickets than John Travolta.
That's pretty cool, actually, Claudia. Listen, tell me about these concerts you're offering. They're special. They're kind of private sessions where I think the subscribers get to choose the music.
Yeah, they do. And like, I think that's hopefully one of the positive things that's come out of COVID, because it's been devastating. I mean, it's been devastating for industries across the board. And, you know, we're trying to find new ways of evolving. So yeah, these are bespoke private concerts, and literally they reach across the globe. So hopefully there's something that will endure when COVID is even a distant memory. And you know, they bring family and relatives and friends together, and so it's great for events like birthdays, anniversaries, and you get to control the concert. You get to decide who you share the concert with. You have a say in the repertoire, and then you're also getting a very personalized feel, because you're getting direct contact with the performers as well. So it's a very different kind of thing to just a normal online concert where it's, you know, it's just to a public, it's to you, it's to your friends, and you get to share that with the artist.
And for my listeners, I know those recitals, they're taking place on the 2nd of May and the 5th of June, and tickets are available from yourconcertgate.com. But look, you're going to come back at the end of today and sing a beautiful song, Danny Boy, for us. So for now, Claudia, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Miriam. Thank you.
Yeah, mind yourself.